Chapter 19.
So how does this kind of thing work?
Bobby was sitting in a small cramped office in Wellesley. He counted four gray steel filing cabinets, one oversized oak desk, and about half a dozen cheap bookcases overflowing with legal reference texts and piles of brightly lettered manila folders. In the two-foot strip of wall space available between the teetering stacks of bureaucracy and the water-stained ceiling, two framed diplomas crookedly announced University of Massachusetts, Amherst, and Boston College. Bobby tried to picture the office of the lawyers that were representing James Gagnon. It probably didn't look much like this. For starters, he would bet the diplomas came from places like Harvard or Yale. That office also probably came with a receptionist, cherry-paneled conference room, and unbeatable skyline views of downtown Boston. Harvey Jones, on the other hand, was essentially working out of the attic of an old hardware store. He was a one-man show who'd been practicing law for the past 7 years. He had no partners. He had no secretary. Today, at least, he wasn't even wearing a suit. One of Bobby's fellow cops had recommended the guy. And the minute Harvey had heard Bobby's name, he'd agreed to meet with him. Immediately, on a Sunday. Bobby didn't know if that meant good things or bad things yet.
So, Harvey was trying to explain to him now. A clerk magistrate hearing takes place in front of a judge in the Chelsea District Court. Basically, the plaintiff will bring forth evidence that probable cause exists that you committed a felony. Our job is to refute that fact.
How?
You'll testify, of course, saying why you felt the situation justified the use of deadly force. We'll bring in other officers who were present that night. The lieutenant in charge, what did you say his name was?
Giacomo.
Lieutenant Giacomo, we'll want him to testify. Then any other officer who can independently corroborate that you had reason to believe Jimmy Gagnon was going to shoot his wife.
There is an independent corroboration. I was the first sniper deployed. No one else saw what I saw.
Harvey frowned, made a note.
Aren't snipers generally sent out in pairs, with a spotter, something like that?
We didn't have enough manpower yet.
More frowning, more notes.